Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Be Mitch and Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. If you're watching on the stream, White Brian threw up a hilarious graphic in the break there. Said the 2025 Defensive Player of the Year says we'll be right back. You know who the picture was of?
Ooh.
Noah Igbinoghene. Put in there a little war eagle. By the way, last night we were texting about this. White Brian, correct me if I'm wrong. The Miami Dolphins have a corner named Storm Duck.
Yeah.
I believe he's from Auburn, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember him coming out of what's called.
Wasn't there some dude, some corner from Auburn that had a weird name? Where's Storm Duck from?
I thought, who's Storm? That's a weird name, though. That name was weird when I first heard it. Storm Duck.
Storm Duck, you think? Going to get into, he went to North Carolina and Louisville. So, no, Storm Duck did not go to Auburn. But there's someone else. I'll have to figure out.
Auburn takes somebody like that, though. They like weird names.
Hey, if he's good, I don't really care what your name is.
Like Brian. I mean, hell.
Going to get into our predictions for the game coming up on Sunday in just a little bit. But we'd be remiss if we didn't get to Jeff Walker's song for week three. So, without further ado, I know it's the moment that everyone's been waiting for. Here's Jeff Too Funny's song for week three.
So my sole inspiration for this week is the fact that we're playing the Oakland Raiders. They're from the Bay. They're from Cali. So I had to hop in my Cali / Kendrick Lamar bag. And this is it. Week three versus Oakland.
Yeah, we took an L last week. That don't stop us from repping our squad, though. Win, lose, or draw. I'm a true commander.
Yeah, my team beat us. C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Yeah, my team beat us.
A draw. I'm a true commander soldier. Took a nail last week, but the season ain't over. The Raiders selling in, we gon' push the boat over. Them black and gray boys can't survive in Landover. When Austin went down, man, the silence seemed loud. That's okay. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt make us proud. Next man up, when one go down. Cliff, can you make a damn adjustment this time? Now on the Joe, man, you gotta just do it. Send a blitz on a random mate. Geno look stupid. Offensive line, watch that movement. Can't go back when the O is moving. C-O-M-M unicate. Gotta be sharp if you wanna be great. Lock in now, make a play. Let's go out and win this.
Yeah, my team beat us. C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Yeah, my team beat us. C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R-S.
You know my team beat us.
Jam. Where are all my Mandas fans? Say, hit your dance, this your jam. Where are all my Commanders fans? Hit your dance, this your jam. Where are all my Commanders fans? Hit your dance, this your jam. Where are all my Commanders fans?
Now let's go out here and get this W. Put some more marks in the winner's column. Send these Raiders back out on the ship they came in. Knuckle up records.
I
like the song. They're from Las Vegas now. They got a brand
they're
new.
Definitely from Vegas.
They got a brand new stadium and everything.
They're definitely from Vegas. They're not Oakland at all anymore. But I can hear the Kendrick in there.
Yeah, it was smooth. I liked it. Jeff just said they will always be from Oakland to me. But yep, I'm an idiot. We agree. 100%.
I like the song, but we gotta take a lot of points off for not knowing what city the team plays in.
Are the Chargers when they play? Do they play the Chargers later this year? A couple of weeks actually. Are they always in San Diego?
Yeah.
I actually thought the song was good though, so credit to Jeff. I thought that was really really good. Maybe we'll have to play that a little bit later, or I think you can pick that up somewhere, or check it back on the stream or whatnot. But predictions for Washington against Vegas, not Oakland. Washington against Vegas coming up on Sunday. What do we got for predictions? We'll go around the room. Mariota going to get the start. We know that he was really solid in relief last year. Is he going to be able to do the same this year? B-Mitch, what do you think?
3 touchdowns and a field goal, 24-20.
24-20 Washington?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm thinking this one's going to be a little low scoring. I think they cover. I'm going to go 20-13 Washington. I think the defense is going to show up in this when they need them. I think the defense shows up and gets the win. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in, give your predictions. Landfill, what do you got? What's your prediction for this Sunday with Mariota at quarterback?
I'm also kind of thinking low scoring. I think that there will be a lot of running the ball. You remember, was it Bill Callahan after Jay Gruden got fired when he was the interim coach and those games were going, they were just ridiculously quick games? I think this could be a quick game because I think there could be a lot of running the ball. I'm going to go Commanders 17-10.
17-10. All right. So we all got wins. White Brian, I know you're a Giants fan.
Oh, he going to hate on this.
What do you got for Sunday? What's your prediction?
Yeah, I think the Marcus Mariota revenge game factor isn't being talked about enough. I'm going Commanders 21, Vegas 17.
Okay. I like it. So we all got wins. It is a Marcus Mariota revenge game. Now, ironically, B-Mitch, if Mariota has to start back-to-back games, if Jaden's not able to get back out on the field in week 4, it would be against the two teams that Marcus Mariota last played for, Vegas and Atlanta. Yeah. Mm. And the Atlanta one would be interesting because a Mariota revenge game against Vegas, I don't think is that big of a deal.
Atlanta,
when he just...
It was documented with the quarterback show.
It was so funny, just up and left. And that's why I was a little worried when he came here. I'm like, is that the guy you went around? And he's been a great guy. He's been great out with Jaden. But yeah, that'll be funny. But I think, again, we were going through some of the keys to this game. If you can win in the trenches up front, like you've talked about on both sides of the football, mm-hmm. you know, and that's going to be a tough matchup. We haven't really talked a ton about Connerly today. Do you think at some point they have to go to Wiley, or is it something that if you can help him enough?
He's going to get better as the year goes on. He's not going to be perfect. And the people that expect him to be perfect that early, nah. He was a very good player. Very good player in college. He's going against grown-ass men now.
Yeah. And
he has to learn a little something.
He struggled in week 2. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
There were some struggles in week 1, but I actually thought he played okay in week 1. So I think it'd be a little bit hasty to pull him out. I don't know that Wiley's a big-time upgrade like some people are talking about. Not to say that he's bad, and he probably is better at the moment just because of the veteran presence and he kind of understands. And going up against a guy like Max Crosby. But the thing is, B-Mitch, I mean, this is the National Football League.
Yeah.
You face good players every week, so you can't just pick and choose your spots. Because if you're trying to pick and choose your spots where you don't face good rushers on the edge, then he's not going to play.
Yeah, totally. Like, the thing about Wiley was he had problems last year at the tackle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Position. He's played much better this year at the guard position, but he had problems at the tackle position too, and he has experience. So, you know, let's give him a little time. Give him a little time.
Sounds like no John Bates or Noah Brown. Each of those guys, let's start with John Bates. How big of a loss do you think it is not having him, assuming he's not going to be able to suit up?
That's a huge loss because John is the guy who basically helps your run game go. John also helps you in the pass game where he can block and help out. So, that's going to be a huge loss.
Bates, they seem to love to, obviously as a blocker, and I think we could, I didn't appreciate Bates enough. Going back and watching some of these games, I didn't appreciate him enough. You watch him now, I think everyone kind of understands what he is. He is blocking tight end.
Hell yeah.
But one thing that they always did a good job of last couple of years, especially last year, was that fourth quarter when he's been blocking all game, that's when he'd do the little fake block and slip out. And he's open on third and six across the middle and pick those things up. They're going to miss some of that.
Yeah.
Big opportunity for Sinnott to step up in that role. How about Noah Brown? This is a big opportunity for some of these other guys. I would assume that Chris Moore, he just
the
got
the physical aspect of Noah is going to be missed because Noah beats up cornerbacks.
Yeah.
So
and he's big in the – part of the reason that I like bringing him back, although, you know, he is injury prone, part of the reason I liked it is they love to throw the stuff underneath, the screens, the bubbles, different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's great at getting out on the edge and blocking some of those corners to set up some of those screen plays. But you've got opportunities now. Jalen Lane's going to have to play more. Mm-hmm. Luke McCaffrey, Chris
Your
Moore.
Your guy, V-Tech.
Big fan of Lane. And we haven't seen him get featured too much on the offensive side. We've seen him, obviously, in special teams. And I think you can immediately see the impact he can make as a punt returner. That's obvious.
He has some good plays in the game against Green Bay.
Very much so. Yeah. And I think that was one of the few bright spots, frankly, against Green Bay was his ability as a punt returner. But which of those guys do you think steps up? Obviously, Terry and Debo have to play well. Do you think it's a Chris Moore kind of filling
a little
more?
I think Moore gets the first opportunity because of his experience, veteran experience. But I still think Jalen is going to constantly get more and more every week.
Yeah.
He proves it to him in practice. He can play. And I believe he'll get more opportunities.
Yeah, I think the one thing is Jalen Lane is more of a slot guy. He can play outside. He's still kind of learning some of those things. But, again, big opportunities for some of the guys they drafted last year with Sinnott kind of filling in for Bates. And I would assume Luke McCaffrey is going to maybe get a little bit more run. And everyone talks about the separation and all these things. Luke McCaffrey always grades well with separation score for whatever reason. Maybe it's time he can step up into a big spot. The other interesting part about this, we talked about getting that run game established. How do you think this run game plays out? Do you think that Kroski Merritt, obviously last week he had four carries. He's going to have more than that.
I think Kroski Merritt is going to be the initial guy. Then I think McNichols will back up because of his capability of running and catching the ball at the backfield. I think Chris Rodriguez gets some plays.
I'd love to see him get some work.
Yeah.
And, you know, in those short yardage spots down at the goal line.
Like, for me, if the guy goes in the game and he's ball, if Kroski Merritt is balling, keep giving it to Kroski Merritt. You know what I mean? If Rodriguez comes in, he starts to do it, then you go with him. Whoever is working, that's what I want to see working.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I liked about their backfield. Now, obviously, losing Eckler kind of hurts them, but I kind of liked the fact that going into the year, it wasn't, okay, you got to feed this guy. He's got to get his 15 touches. It's, all right, if Kroski Merritt's got to go in this game, keep feeding him.
Yeah,
if McNichols got it going, if...
I
think that's how it's going to be in this game is whoever's got everything rolling, that's who you can roll with. It'll be interesting to see how exactly it is, but like we talked about, it's going to be up front. It's up to the guys up front. Josh Connerly is someone that we focused on, but Brandon Coleman didn't have his best game. But this group is still gelling.
I don't think anybody had their best game in that game.
No one did. But this whole group is still gelling, and I think this is a big opportunity for them. You know, Max Crosby, like we talked about with some of the guys from Vegas over the last couple of days, it's not like you can just look past the other guys. You know, Tyree Wilson's a former first-round pick. You look at some of the other dudes up there, they've got some guys. So this front five of their offensive line going up against their front four, that's going to be a big-time matchup. If Washington wins both lines of scrimmage, they're 1-0 this year. If they lose the line of scrimmage, they're 0-1. So that's going to be a massive part of this one. We'll wrap things up next.
Win in the trenches, baby.
Yes, sir. We'll wrap things up next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Ready to fire up your Saturdays? FanDuel has got a boost you don't want to miss. It's called Boosting with the Boys, and it's giving everyone a college football profit boost every single week. So here's how it works. Each week, we're giving everyone a profit boost to use on college football. No opt-in gymnastics, no invite-only nonsense. Everyone gets the boost. We're talking real games, real teams, real Saturdays with an extra payout on the line. It's easy, it's fun, and it's only on FanDuel. So go to FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app. Check out the Boosting with the Boys offer and get in on the action. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.